Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight around the world. And we welcome all the listeners and all those who, and if you're new to the show, we welcome you. A lot of stuff going on. Many of us, I would say all of us, affiliated with Inner Sight are mourning the loss of Rosie. And
thank you.
I want to thank my dear friend Mark Harrington, who with Newsday, for trying to promote the story.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate that. And I found out today that Mark's mom died as a result of a nursing home. So you see, it's a small world.
Yes, it is.
You know? And it's really, I wonder how many people have been affected by nursing homes in this country. Can we get any numbers on that?
No, I
couldn't. You're the computer
too
person.
Many.
I don't,
huh? Well, when I looked, okay, there wasn't many. It's not listed because it'd be way too indicative of the evil that they show. That's when I looked for a lot of things, you know, I couldn't.
But they don't
find.
Let you know.
No, they're not.
How many people have died in nursing homes in the last 5 years?
Oh, forget that. You won't get anything like that.
Oh, why not? I should let people know what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, the taxpayers' money, the disabled person's money, you know, and nobody calculates that.
No,
that's horrible.
I'm sure the census would have some idea of how many people live.
I don't know. Can you Google that just for the show? Let's see what they would say.
What exactly?
How many people?
Exactly, yeah.
Have died in nursing homes in the last 5 years.
In the last 5 years. Okay,
simple,
hold on.
Simple question.
Okay.
You know?
All right, hold on.
People have a right to know.
Yeah.
Because lately, almost everyone I'm talking to has had a tragedy occur in their life because of a nursing home.
I know.
Spoke to another woman who sent me her cell phone. She's with the South Bay News at the local paper here on Long Island. And her family, I think she said her mother, died as a result of a nursing home. You know?
Yeah.
Our friend Michelle, her grandma,
I have a lot of people who died.
Died because of a nursing home. Yeah, you
have.
I have
a string of people. I have my mom, my dad, my two grandmas, and my great grandmother.
Yeah. Well, I'll bet many people have multiple loved ones that have perished in connection with the nursing home. But I'd like to find out if there are any statistics on that, you know.
Yeah.
Because they keep a lot of stuff hidden.
Sorry.
A lot of stuff hidden that people
true.
Should know about.
Sorry.
What is that?
That's my aunt calling from Florida, even though I told her that I'm on the air.
Well,
can't
you cut off
together.
That ring on the air? That's not a call for us. She want to talk on the air?
She might. Who knows?
I don't know.
She might.
Well, find out.
Forgetful. She's
and
forgetful.
She'd have to call the
guest line.
213-816-1650. Does she listen to the program?
No, actually. I tried to get her to, but you know what it is? She's forgetful a little. So I'm sorry.
I mean, since she's calling you,
yeah,
maybe tell her you're on the air, and would she like to say a few words about her sister?
I could try, but I think she'll get very, very... If I know my aunt, she gets very embarrassed very quickly. I know that by now.
We're not here to embarrass her.
I know.
Tell her we're not like the nursing homes.
That's the truth.
You know, we're all for her.
Yeah, that's
true. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. I want a great, great dog. A dog that looks like a bear. Adopt the Akita. Yeah, Tom's River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we can't thank her enough for being a part of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty.
Mm-hmm.
Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186 and get some good information if you're looking for a house or an apartment. Tell him you heard about it on the air right here at Inner Sight. He knows about us. All right, let's see. Some of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, GoodMojoPrinters.com, True Law Center, I think that's .org,
yeah,
and
Sutton
Insurance.
Or actually, it's .edu, I think. It's a school. It would be .edu.
.edu?
Yeah, education.
Oh, is that what education stand for,
it's
.edu? Policy.
EDU, yeah.
Oh. All right, SuttonInsurance.com. Some of our friends that have helped us in the past. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your pet, your animal, service animal or whatever, you can call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. And let's see, that's 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the program. So give him a call. Tell him Inner Sight says hello. Let's see. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for that child. We remember all the ones that have passed. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster. Yeah, Corey's anniversary is coming up next month, isn't it?
Yes, he is. April.
I don't know how many years it went by. What, 8 years is it?
It was 2012.
2000 and what?
12.
2012?
No, 2012.
Oh, so that's, about 8 years. 8, 9 years. All right. Ollie Campbell, my little buddy, and all the others, go an extra mile for that child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right, around the world, and let's get the Able News.
Before I do the Able News, everything has to do now with COVID, I'm getting, and I'm not getting the regular stuff, so that's about it for that.
Wait a minute, I don't understand what you're talking about. Everything has to be what?
Everything that I'm getting right about now has to do with COVID for the nursing home stuff so far.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you're going to get that, but...
I'm not getting the regular nursing stuff that we
part of the deaths have been due to these negligent governors. So that could be included in the in the statistics. Are they giving any statistics on that?
They're saying 1/3 of the population of the COVID deaths are from the nursing home. So that's what I know now.
But they're not saying how many people died.
From the nursing homes?
Yeah.
Out of the, said of all deaths in the United States, deaths, it says 172,000 plus deaths.
172,000
deaths
have died?
That's 30, yes.
Residents of nursing homes?
Deaths.
Since
yes.
when? Did it tell you since when?
Hold on.
I mean, I said 5 years back, but I wonder if they give the length of time.
Since
you know,
the time I guess the COVID virus started.
So they're only going back a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's a
that's
high
crazy.
Number, too.
Yeah.
That's a high number. 172,000.
Yeah.
Wow. See that could have been drastically lowered if those people would have been in their own dwelling.
Home. And with people taking care of them. Oh, and it's broken down by each and every state. Holy moly.
Oh yeah.
What state contributes. It goes by each state. Wow. Yeah, each one. You
now
don't want to be
other,
in Minnesota.
here's the other part of that. The disease,
Pennsylvania.
The Center for Disease Control, right?
Part of
the federal government, right? Why didn't they protect the people in the nursing home?
Good question.
You see, they had the power. They have the power of emergency measures.
And so
now, all right. So why didn't they, under an emergency measure, demand that the governors in the state make provisions and get these people out when this thing came down? Get them into into their own home with the help that they did absolutely nothing to help these
they just
people
watched
that I've
it
heard
happen.
Of.
They just watched it happen.
Yeah. They didn't do a damn thing. You know? It's horrible.
This is
so you
the,
gotta blame them too.
Thing. They were watching like this. They were doing this. This is called genocide right here. This is saying, okay, we got to see what patients out of this whole thing will do better. Oh, the younger patients definitely will do better. So why don't we just knock out the older patients or the more unhealthy patients? So that's what they did, truthfully.
What do you mean? They didn't get anybody out.
No, I'm just saying, in their eyes and the way they rated this whole thing, is that they looked at the whole group of people, okay? And what they said is that they played God in their eyes. They took the people who
were neglected.
Healthier.
They neglected all those people. I heard back in when this thing started, somebody called in or somebody said something that some of the families are getting their people out. But that's far and few between. Look at all the people left in there who died.
That's right.
You know? And not every family can deal with that.
Not every family was able to get their loved one out. Look at me. I couldn't because I didn't have the money or the means by which I could place another person.
Oh, you and millions of other people. why didn't the Center for Disease Control mandate, or at least try to get the Congress to mandate that the agencies put the damn money up? Isn't it an emergency?
Yeah.
See all the ways these people could have been helped, the residents.
Yeah.
And not one of them, not one of those ways was implemented that I know of. And the politicians just stood by and let these people die. Horrible. And that's only one year with the virus. Mostly, you know. So you go back 5 years, you know, I don't know what the figure would be. I mean, you'd have to estimate it. What, 100,000 people a year to take away the 72?
Yeah.
100,000 people a year that died?
Probably.
That's 500,000 people. Estimate, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows the real figure? All right, in a site, the Able News.
Yes. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads at different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
By the way, anyone out there, if you have a bad tooth or a toothache, put some clove in your mouth. Put it on the affected spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it will soothe it and help you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A little health tip that most doctors won't tell you.
You know what
all
I
right,
did
in a sight.
Too?
What?
You want to know what I did as well? I didn't have clove that day. I went in to get oil of oregano from my closet and just use my normal oil of oregano drops, and it worked, believe it or not. It got rid of the infection that was causing the
pain. Yeah, oil of oregano will kill infection.
Yeah, it killed
that's
the infection,
sure,
which caused the pain. So that helped too.
Well, that's why I believe I have a bad tooth. It broke, but I don't believe it's infected, because I use oil of oregano every day.
That's great.
I mean, a lot of people get a bad tooth right away. They get an abscess, which is very, you know.
That's what happens.
Horrible. Your face swells up and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But the oil of oregano protects you from that.
Definitely.
All right. In a site at 213-816-1650, open mic, you can talk about anything you want. Keep it clean. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, and we're going to try to get Rosie's obituary written up in Newsday, so we let you know about that. And
please,
you know, everything that we do now. And of course, before, too, but especially now. Everything that we do, connection with Rosie's death, is going to have a piece of the puzzle to get rid of these stupid-ass nursing homes. So,
these
you know,
are
every time we do
if
something.
If I find that out.
Yeah.
If that happened, it'd be great.
That's our promise. And that was her wish.
Yeah, she didn't want
that people wouldn't have to be in nursing homes.
Yeah.
People wouldn't have to, you know, live there.
My mom's first question
die.
Had to put
what?
My dad in. Well, my mom's first question is, why can't you give my husband the appropriate amount of hours to keep him out of the nursing home? She didn't want to put him in there either. They only gave my dad 4 hours. He couldn't lift my dad. He was in very poor shape. They put him in a rehabilitation, and then he never came out after that. That is their M.O., okay? They do that to everybody. If you go in the hospital and they want to put you in a rehabilitation for rehabilitation, they then evaluate you, okay, after that rehabilitation is over. And you, after a certain period of time, you're not improving. They determine if you need to go in for a long stay. And that long stay
Yeah, they
there,
find ways
right.
Mm-hmm. to manipulate you.
That's right.
Not for your health, though. For
yeah.
the money.
That's right.
It's got nothing
I was
to do with people's health.
Stay. I was. And I said to my husband, get me out of here. Because if I didn't say to him, get me out of here, I would have still been in there. I believe that.
Yeah.
I really do.
You waste your whole damn life away. All right. Anybody online? Phone?
Last time I looked, no, but let's check again.
All right.
And that's a negative.
All right, open mic. Just because it's open mic, it doesn't mean you have to call in. You can listen. You can
listen.
Go online, look at our website, and if you can, make a donation to Insight on the PayPal.
That's right.
All right. If you want to make a donation to help pay for Rosie's demise, just put her name on it. And we'll
Please.
Know
Thank you, Frank.
That is for her.
Yes.
All right. Open mic. Now we got
we
got another vaccine now.
Of course. Yeah.
Johnson and Johnson. This is a one shot
deal,
folks. One shot deal, yeah. But they don't tell you what's in it.
Still have
something
really.
how they announce a vaccine, tell you what it is that it's approved, one shot, but nothing says what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I don't know. Can you find the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on the
online? Let me check.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find out
What's
the ingredients
that?
Of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know
I highly
what they put
doubt.
In it.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Inside. Don't forget television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 3 on the Spirit Channel. Thursday, we're on the Altice, Long Island. All over Long Island. 7:30. Channel 20 on the Altice. 20. Thursday night.
I wish we could go in. And go in and do more episodes. That'd be cool. Soon.
What?
What did they say? Can you go in soon and do more episodes?
Nope.
Damn.
No word on that. Oh, that's all right. We're ready to go in. We'll go.
Yeah.
All right. Insight. And open mic, 213-816-1650. And
we could always send them one from that YouTube thing when we started, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to. Waiting for the people that are supposed to help us to make contact. Maybe I'll give them a call this week and see what's going on. All right. Anything on that vaccine?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Anything like a content?
Looking. They just have a whole mumbo jumbo. I don't have a lot of information yet, but I'm looking.
Yeah. Well, see if you can find the ingredients.
Yeah, I am.
Wouldn't it be something if it said, ingredients, all organic.
Yeah, right.
Certified.
Fertilizer. Yes. Samba, blah, blah, blah.
Well, fertilizer would probably be better than some of the stuff they use.
Yeah, right.
All right, Inner Sight and Open Mic. And, yeah, you know, a lot of business in the news, juggling everything around and going public and getting listed on the stock exchange and all that.
What is it? Okay, great.
So, you know, companies, some of them are doing better than others, of course. All right. How are we doing with that?
My husband participated. He said he sent it to me online. So let's see what he found. All right. Let me go back.
If you can read it.
Yeah, no, he can. He takes this into consideration. Trust me on that.
Let's see if we can get a content. What's in this stuff?
Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. I got to get to it.
Now, they did say that some people have had a bad allergic reaction.
That's not Johnson & Johnson's.
Well, I don't know. It's to the vaccine. Maybe other companies. I don't know about the Johnson & Johnson yet. That's pretty new.
Yeah, that's new. But why can't I get past this point?
Didn't Johnson & Johnson create that powder that caused cancer? What are they?
Yes, it is.
How can you trust these people?
I don't know. they created
they
the
They had
phallic.
To take that powder
but,
off the market,
listen,
didn't they?
Listen, wait. No, listen. Here's what it was. It was the talc in the powder that was, you know, the mines of the, what was the, oh, shoot. The talcum, the mines were near the uranium mine. And that was, of course, the uranium was, of course, irradiated or something like
Where
that.
Where did they get that from,
and
China?
The talc that they got the talc from was irradiated. So they once
yeah,
they
but they
did,
might have gotten it from
over.
China. I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, that's what basically.
But how can you trust a company who allowed people to use that stuff and get cancer?
Yeah,
I don't think
they knew, but somebody said they knew. I don't know. Anyway,
somebody had to
here's
know.
What is in Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. The Janssen, this is part of, it says COVID-19 vaccine is manufactured using a specific type of virus called Andova virus type 26, AD26. The vaccine uses AD26 to deliver a piece of the DNA or genetic material that is used to make the distinct spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's basically it. And that's all they have used. That's the what they submitted to.
That's all they say.
That's all they say.
They don't give the a breakdown of the content.
That is the content.
that's not really a breakdown. I mean, what is that? Is it a DNA? Now, what is DNA? Isn't that part of your cells?
and it's the DNA. Yeah, it sort of is. It's part of the cells of the virus. Yeah.
All right. Now, those cells, those cells have to have blood in them, don't they?
No.
What? What good is a cell without blood?
And it's not of blood. This is of the DNA of the virus, not your DNA.
I'm saying no. Sure about
I'm
that.
I'm saying no to that. I'm saying no to that because it's not your own DNA. Okay, it's DNA of the virus.
They're not telling you where they got this DNA from.
It's the DNA of the virus material.
So they're saying.
Yes.
I wonder what some of the scientists or what Gary Noll would say about that.
Well,
he might give you a different point of view.
Yeah.
See?
So, yeah.
But anyway, that's not a very good description. They ought to give a lot more. They ought to tell you how they got that,
how
where it came
developed.
From.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. You know, all that stuff, because that's not enough of a description, not in my mind. I mean, that wouldn't satisfy me. That's if I went to a doctor and they were going to give me that damn thing, and they read that little thing to me, I'd say, wait a minute. That told me the same thing.
You're telling me that this is... I know what you'd be saying. Okay, you better start reading what's really in this. I know you by now.
That's crazy.
So where's the buffers and the acids and all the other things you're supposed to be reading to me? And how much quantities and all that? That's what you'd be saying.
Well, let's see what happens. Now, this thing is supposed to be, one thing on the news said it, by the end of May, they're supposed to have enough virus for all adults in the country.
Nice.
Well, they're wrong about that because I'm an adult and I'm not taking that stuff. So there you go. Hey, maybe I'll wind up on the news. The only one that holds out.
You're not going to be the only one.
No, I know a lot
you're
of people
gonna
don't
be
want.
You're not going to be the only one.
A lot of people.
I'm hoping that they
don't
say to certain people that you can't, you won't be able to do this or do that because you've held out. Do you know what I'm saying? That's going to be a problem.
Well, that's going to be it. If they start trying to run people's lives like that, you're going to have a lot of court actions going on.
Oh, yeah. That'll
be
a problem.
And then what about if someone says, I can't take that. It's against my religion.
Or if they say, I can't take that. I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
And now you're forcing me to take it. That's another problem.
And what about the people who will say, my doctor told me not to take this stuff?
That's
how about
right.
that one?
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Imagine I went to Harold. Now he's an internist. He's an old timer. He's one of the greatest doctors in the country.
Yeah.
And I said to him, Harold, what do you think of this vaccine? You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he said to me, no, don't take that. It's no good. Don't take it. I wonder if he took it. I gotta find out.
Yeah, you should.
I'm gonna
if he
call
took
up
it, would you
out.
Reevaluate it?
What?
If he took it, would you reevaluate it?
Would I take it?
No. If Harold took it, would you reevaluate taking
no,
it?
No, I wouldn't
not?
Take it. No.
Oh.
No, because he takes he believes in certain medicines.
Yeah.
When I tell him I'm not going to take that stuff, he agrees with me.
Then why does he take medicines?
Well, because he
if
knows
he
me. He knows me. Some people can take that stuff and it doesn't bother them. Other people who, you know, there's an old saying amongst many of the holistic doctors that if you don't take, if you take a lot of drugs, you know, and then you go to them and you want them to give you all this natural stuff, there's a good chance that stuff won't work because you got too many damn drugs in your bloodstream.
That's just the truth. You know why? Because I'm on a lot of medicine because I can't.
It's like trick or treat Halloween. You know?
What do you say that?
Crazy.
You know, I
inner sight.
Different colors.
Open mic. 213-816-1650. You want to sound off about anything? Just dial us up.
Sound off how horrible I feel. Oh wait, I got some side effects. I just found this on another page.
Side effects of what?
Of the new vaccine.
The Johnson and Johnson.
Oh, this is a severe allergic reaction if you have it. Okay, now that's something different. That's just what a severe allergic reaction would look like. It said, that's if you got it to it. That's what they said.
Well, what are the side effects? Did it tell you?
Hold on, I'm looking.
I can imagine.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Your eyes will swell up. your wife will leave you.
Okay, what should I do about side effects? Okay, here we go.
What should
it's
you do
about it.
Side effects?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Don't
adverse
take
event
it. That's
reporting.
What you should do.
No, that's what it says. There's no, I don't see any kind of thing for side effects. Really, I don't. They're just talking about allergic reaction.
Oh, so they're claiming there's no side effects?
I'm looking, still looking.
Uh-oh, beware of that.
I would say that too, because that means they haven't tested in.
What are the allergic reactions? What are they saying? That's it. That is.
Well, that's your typical anaphylactic. That means people would get short of breath, dizziness. You know that, like that. The typical.
Oh yeah.
Thing would get, you know, an allergic reaction.
So it could cause anxiety.
No. Not anxiety. You could actually, you know, you need like an epinephrine pen to reverse it. You could close your throat.
Oh,
you know?
So you get that, then they want to give you another drug.
Reverse it. Well, that is life-saving. Without that drug, you could go bye-bye.
Well, in other words, if you take that stuff, you could get such an allergic reaction that you hope that they're standing by to save your life.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I've had those type of reactions before, and they're horrible. They really are. Anaphylactic reactions.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. You know, people, world out there, if you're out there and you're doing good and you're keeping your immune system, you know, you get that dandelion tea and oil of oregano and all the good things, and you're healthy and you feel good and you got a lot of energy, and why the hell do you want to go and ask for trouble? Doesn't make sense. You know? See, that's me. That's how I think. Why do I want to take poison in my body when I'm doing great?
Yeah.
Who the hell knows what's going to be if I take that stuff in my body?
Yeah.
You know?
Because you have a strong and healthy immune system. That's why.
Yeah.
And I don't have a strong and healthy immune system, and I haven't taken this yet.
No, but I'm talking to the people who do.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You know,
right.
Don't ruin it.
But I'm debating still on taking this. I have not. said I was.
And
going
now
to.
the other thing is that I mentioned before. These mm-hmm. are the people who cause cancer and all those that use that powder. Beware.
Yeah.
Beware of these people. I'm telling you, man.
I know.
You know? Who the hell knows if they used some ingredient in there that's questionable or that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Noll, guys,
you know,
like
what
Gary
they
Noll,
said?
he would know.
They said the talc naturally occurs where the uranium occurred. Oh, so you didn't want to, you know, you shouldn't have used talc. You should have used cornstarch, you dumbasses. Excuse me, I had to say that. Seriously, they have the option of using cornstarch or talc, okay? So they used the one that causes cancer instead of the cornstarch. And the cornstarch works just as good.
Cornstarch.
Yeah.
Does that mean you start growing corn or what?
No, it's supposed to dry, act as a drying agent for the baby or whoever wants to use their baby powder. So they would put this on babies too.
Yeah.
You know? Baby powder has it on in it too.
I bought a powder from the health store.
Yeah.
Totally organic. Everything in it. And it's a nice soothing it's a body powder. Body
be
foot
careful.
Powder.
Be careful. It doesn't have any talc in it.
What?
Be careful. It doesn't have any talc in it.
No. That stuff. It's not by your average manufacturer. It's certainly not Johnson & Johnson. I wouldn't use their stuff.
No, I'm not talking about that. Even other manufacturers, which is strange, have talc in their powder. You got to be careful.
Yeah, well, this stuff doesn't. This is
strictly
pure stuff, you know. Anyway, Inner Sight around the world, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, if not, you want to just listen, or you don't want to listen, that's all right, too.
Uh-oh.
We get listeners.
And we want to listen.
All right.
And we're proud of our listeners. They got it all the way up to 104,500. We got people on our board. Yay! First on the
104,500 and what?
Hold on, 542.
Oh, 42, okay. Oh, we added a few people. How are we doing with the petition? The nursing home.
Let me check that.
Let's take a look and see if there's any movement on that.
Mm.
You know, we've given it out, sent it out. You know, we're going to try to do it some more, of course.
Yeah, you have to promote it. That's the only thing.
Yeah. That's the thing. But what have we got, about half a dozen names?
Seven, I think, last time I checked. But let me...
Seven names?
Wait till I pull it up. Yeah. But let me pull it up in a sec.
Well, you got to start someplace.
Yeah.
You know? So, sign the petition, change.org. You know, sign it because you don't want to wind up in a nursing home.
That's right.
They're the reason to sign our petition. You know?
Yeah, it still has seven people.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
want to find a spot, and I want to play the video that I played of my mom dying. I don't know how else to do this. You don't want to die in a nursing home.
Well, put it up on up on the petition?
I'm going to.
Yeah, put it up there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to go to a nursing home. There's programs. First of all, not everybody is eligible for the program.
Yeah.
All right. And secondly, the agencies that administer programs, they don't fight for people to stay out of nursing homes. They got to follow the stupid rules. You know?
Yeah.
So you gotta protect yourself. Sign our petition.
Yeah.
We can get this thing off the ground. We'll have the means to help people have the extra hours so they won't have to go into a nursing home. I mean, there's no guarantee of anything, but it's better than none.
Yeah.
So, good reason to sign. Help keep people out. Help keep yourself out. And help the people that are in there who can't get out because they've been rejected by these programs. There's a question there. What does someone do who is not eligible for the programs? There's three different programs. What do?
They can't get out.
How do they get out of the nursing home? Exactly.
They don't.
Their family doesn't have the means. They don't have the money. The damn place takes all your money. See, there's where people are not protected.
Right.
If you had your money and your apartment, you could get the hell out.
Right. Oh, wait, you forgot one thing. If you had the hours, too, you have to have people agree to do the hours, and you have also... You also have to have, like, your ability to stay out in the environment has to be there also. So you have to be a one-person assist. You can't be a two-person assist. That's another thing that they made it so lovely. My mother was a two-person assist. It was going to be a challenge, but I didn't care. I was ready to fight that challenge for my mom's sake.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of stupid rules and regulations, and you know, it's weird. They claim that they're protecting people. Well, how the hell are they protecting people when they're residents of these nursing homes? They're not protecting them.
They're not protecting.
They're using them.
Yes, they are.
If they really wanted to protect people, they wouldn't take their money.
That's right.
You know, because that's a big part of what helps to protect people, that you have some money.
Right. Yeah, they can't do anything at all, their money.
No. Where are you going to go with our money?
That's right. That's why other people have no problems in this world. They have the money.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, well, I don't see a problem with the nursing homes. Well, if you need it, you can just go there. Yeah, you don't see no problem with the nursing homes because it's just a convenient way to put another person away and out of your own eyes, out of
your
sight.
But the people who say that, are they in a nursing home?
No.
Well, then there's the answer.
No, it's a convenient way.
They're not in one.
Yes. But it's also a convenient way to hide members of society that you don't want to see anymore out of your sight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is.
That's part of it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night show, the state owns us.
Yes,
they
do.
Talk about that.
Yeah. We have Lovey Drops. And we also have Maureen.
Oh, Louie called in, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday night. He wants to promote the Friday
the
Funnies.
Yeah.
Let's take Louie, and then we'll take a call for Maureen.
Maureen. I don't know what my phone is doing right about now, but it's... Okay, there it went. Back to the board.
All right. In a sight with Louie Rivera.
All right.
And
Lovey Drops, here he comes.
the love drops.
Hello,
hey,
Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay. I hear your voice through the phone.
Thank you.
It's not her voice to the phone. It's out of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming from Mars. I'm calling you from Mars.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, in my dreams, I'm going to put you on Kelly Clarkson.
You had a dream?
Kelly Clarkson?
The Kelly Clarkson show, they got as a talk show, they got musical artists and then actors and actresses and talk about something, you know.
Oh, well, they don't want me. I'm not famous.
You will be.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Kelly Clarkson.
Who's Kelly Clarkson?
Okay.
Never heard of her.
The singer. She's a vocalist, pop singer, and talk show host.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh. Is that a girl or a boy?
Female.
Yeah.
The girl?
She's nice looking. Yeah, she's nice looking.
And wait a minute. How do you know she's a girl?
Yeah, she's a singer and a vocalist, singer, and a talk show host on NBC4 on weekdays, Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah. I never heard of her.
Well, she was part of American Idol, and then she went with, like, country sort of, wasn't she country music, Louie?
No, she's a pop singer.
Oh, she's a pop.
You know, I auditioned for American Idol one time. Did I ever tell you that story?
You did?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I went down there and had my little amplifier and everything. And,
Ellen the General.
But you were too old, weren't you?
Nah, this is a long time ago.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I went down to the Javis Center, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been one of the beginnings. How old were you then? When you
I don't know. I forgot. A while ago.
Hey, Frank, I'm sorry. And I've been watching that other talk show host, Ellen DeGeneres.
I heard of.
Yeah.
Is she still on?
Yeah, it's at 3 o'clock on NBC4, and I watch at 11 o'clock, 11:30. Frank, Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show.
Oh, he's good. I like that.
Yeah, well, everybody knows Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to Jimmy Fallon. I gotta get him being Louie Love Drops and Rosanna Dana. We're talking to Jimmy Fallon right here.
That's
that's good.
Jimmy Fallon. He's a hoodlum from the East Side. See.
Yeah.
He just got out of jail, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And listen,
everybody out there, if you want to talk like Humphrey Bogart, just put some clove in your mouth.
May I put some clove in your mouth? Yes, it is.
Nice, sir.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good, Lou.
Yeah, I'm Humphrey Bogart. I want to talk to my friend Pat Cooper all about gangsters or which Italian restaurant and... And you're going to talk to Pat Cooper and get love drops to the ladies, you know.
Well, what are you going to do Friday night? We're going to have Ellen DeGeneres on here.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't forget the Godfather. I won't forget that.
The Godfather? Wow.
All right.
Okay, well.
I'm talking about the giving out the love drops to the lady, Dr. Pat Cooper. And I went to the women's bathroom. I was talking in the bathroom. I was giving out the love drops in the lady's bathroom, giving a swab. A ding-a-ling, and tickle-tickle on
ding-a-ling.
The same time.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Frank, you better watch out. I'm going to go back to Rosanna Dana Friday. Watch out.
All right.
Okay.
Rosanna Dana. Okay. All right, Louis, tell him, just give him a quick plug for Friday. Go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Louis Rivera. Don't forget to tune in Friday night at 8 to 9 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio, the Frolics and the Funnies, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to do Rosanna Dana. I'm going to do The Godfather. And also I'm going to do, don't forget, Lauren and Hardy, The Friendly Philosopher, The Honeymooners, Seth and Son, Jack Benny, and don't forget...
Okay, Lou.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't sound that bad. No, you sound worse, Jack.
And I told Jack Benny to play a little violin too or something.
Don't forget Friday.
Yeah. Don't forget Friday, the Frolics, everybody.
Yeah.
8 to 9 on the blog. Thank you, Louie.
Hey, say hello to Maureen for me.
We will.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you talk to Maureen, so Louie sends you. I'll see you Friday, and I love you guys.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All Louis. Right. Inner sight, how much time? We got time for another phone call?
I'm hoping because my phone is whacking out here. Yeah, we should.
What is it with that phone?
This is a new one,
what
and I haven't gotten a chance to make
get
it work.
Of get out of Bama, Rosanna Dama.
What, Louie?
What the hell is that?
Hey, I don't know. That must
I don't know.
Louis.
All right. Can you get another phone call?
Yes, I can, and we got 3 minutes. Hold on.
Well, good morning.
Louie. I got to mute Louie first.
Oh, yeah,
right,
get Louie off.
Yeah.
Get him out. Get Louie out of here.
Get him out.
Hi, guys. I'm on.
He said hello to you.
yeah, no. Hi, Louie. How are you? Hi. I missed part of the show earlier. I missed like half of it. But anyway, wanted to say, Frank, you're not alone. I'm not getting the vaccine either. So I'm not getting it at all. And
I don't blame you.
The Johnson & Johnson one has embryos, something from the 50s with embryo fluid or something in it. Did you hear that?
Embryos?
Something with babies and the ones that they aborted or something. I don't know. I heard that somewhere. And also, my mom, when I was a baby, the doctor told her to use cornstarch on me, not the baby powder, and I never had a nightmare.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's better. Yeah.
The best
I told you.
And
all right, Insight, we only got a minute.
Yeah,
Maureen.
All these viruses that are put out, they always have like a letter and numbers and stuff like that. Why do they have it? Science fiction sounding, you know? And a lot of states are opening up. They're getting rid of the masks in Texas and Mississippi, and they're opening up 100%. So hopefully we'll be following soon after. Okay?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Insight.
Okay,
thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen.
Be with you tomorrow
night.
On our show, the state owns us. We'll tell you why we believe that.
True.
All right, but there's a lot of rebellion attached to that too. All right, Inner Sight. Thank you so much. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer, and all my friends. And don't forget to honor Rosie. All right.
Thank you.
Go to our website. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you so much. Inner Sight.
Thank you.